Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher's with us. And I just wanted to mention, I saw a comment on the internet about yesterday's class. And for all the years what we've been getting thumbs down, like, you know, don't bother with USA Prepares. I mean, these trolls that are on the internet just bashing us every way they could. Well, there's a comment that was posted by a person named Terry Francis, 130. Terry Francis, 130. And here is his comment. Quote, I couldn't find a better show than today's online if I tried. Thank you, Vince and Kyle. End quote. And what he meant by that, I believe, was that yesterday's broadcast with Kyle was outstanding. It really was. And he was saying if he couldn't find a better broadcast than that one if he tried. And I believe he's right. And I mentioned to Kyle, I said, A plus. That was, you know, I normally don't say things like to the instructors, but it was an A plus. And he put some research into it, and he put his heart into it. And class, what he delivered was preparedness and survival in a flash. The way Rich Shibin delivers the news and commentary. And he went through a list of the things that you need for preparedness and your survival. And it was absolutely brilliant. And after the class, I called him up. And I said, out of the park. You hit it out of the park. It was outstanding. And we were talking about, he said, you know, people need to think about their animals, their dogs. Their cats. And he said his family during the first Great Depression had a few dogs, and they couldn't feed them. They couldn't feed them all. They could only feed one. I want you to think about that. They couldn't afford to feed the dogs they had. They could only afford to feed one. And I'm not going to steal his thunder. When he comes back in a couple of weeks on Thursday, 2 weeks, he'll tell you what happened. It's heartbreaking. And that's the kind of thing that happens when you have constrained resources, constrained optimization, when you're forced to do things to save other lives. So I suggest that if you missed yesterday's class, you go and get the rebroadcast, the archive, the download. And you can get it at GCNlive.com. You can get it at Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, Ron Gibson's BitChute channel. And I suggest you share that with friends and family. It's truly outstanding. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. Yeah, that's humbling. It really is. You know, I've been in some third world countries, and I've seen what happens to a lot that has nobody living in it. either turned into a big garbage pile or people start setting up shacks in it. I've seen where people go to the dump just to search for things that they can use, like maybe there's a tin can that they can cut and make into something that they may be able to get a few cents for. It's really heartbreaking. This is the kind of thing that goes on all over the world. And yet, you know, it's really not talked about or heard about right here in this country because we've been so used to our way of living.
We're used to everything.
So really,
if we have the funds for it, we just go buy it, or we used to. And that's pretty much, well, it's dwindling. There's no question about it. I wanted to buy some powdered milk, and couldn't find it everywhere. And I wanted to buy some powdered potato flakes. I use them for making bread. We have some. I thought we had to top off our supply. And Sam's Club used to sell them for $8 and change, roughly $9 for 5 pounds. Idahoan brand, which is a pretty good brand. And so I put about a quarter of a cup of potato flakes in the bread that I make, the 1.5 pound loaf of bread that I make every few days for our dogs as treats. I cut it up into slices into little cubes, and those are the equivalent to them of dog biscuits. Not quite, but it costs way, way less. It's probably better for them. And they love getting their treats. So, and I make an egg sandwich, you know, in the morning. And I can make a loaf of bread for less than, well, about 25 cents. And maybe 30 cents with the new prices. But it's got fewer ingredients than, you know, a loaf of sandwich bread that you buy in a bag at the store. Anyway, we're finding that there are not as many choices, and there's out-of-stock conditions on lots of things. And when you tie that together with what happened in Hawaii, this massive fire, they found out that 911 emergency system was down. The system that you need for an emergency failed. The cell towers burned. The equipment burned. Poor design. Poor design. Poor installation. And they failed. And then you add that to what happened in California in 2019. California, here's a headline. Quote, California officials declare ham radio no longer a benefit. And, well, then it goes on to say, demands ham radio repeater infrastructure to be removed. End quote. So in California, they said, y'all don't need no ham radios. You know, in case of an emergency, we've got cell phones. We don't need them. Well, the same thing was true in Hawaii. They had cell phones. They didn't work. Power, down. 911, down. The only thing that would have worked would be a ham radio that you can plug into a 12-volt car battery. But in California, they started raising the fees on public lands where ham operators had towers that were already there. And so public land, I mean that public land, they raised the fees and made it very difficult for ham radio operators to use their repeaters. So this is something that was not paid for by the California government. It was paid for by the ham radio operators. And of course, if you cut ham radio operations out of the equation, that's the one thing that's really difficult to control. Because it's not digital. You can't kill the transmission field easily with ham radio. You have to do that with an EMP. Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah. The first thing I would like to point out is that the Bureau of Land Management, the public lands, are not owned by the government. They're unallocated public lands. They are our lands. They are managing land management okay? Our land. And to charge a fee? Yeah. What's that for? Number one. And number two, yeah, a lot of that, you know, we've become such a dumbed-down society that our use of electronics and things like that has gone down the toilet. Radio Shacks are down, they're gone. Do-it-yourself build kits, you know, experimenting with electronics. All these things are shut down, and now they depend on the internet for communication. Now, how safe is that? We set up ham radio equipment running a string of wire in a small radio and antenna on the top of a mountain, and we're able to communicate for miles and miles and miles. I mean, it's incredible that they would declare that useless. You know, they might as well declare farmland useless too.
Well, let me read a very short paragraph, a couple sentences, and this is from offgridsurvival.com. And it says, this is an article from October 2019. Last month, that would be September 2019, repeater operators were sent emails telling them that the state would no longer allow them to operate repeaters on public land without paying substantial rental fees. In the letter sent by Cal Fire, that'd be California Fire, the state claims ham operators no longer provide a benefit to the state or public safety. They claimed that consistently changing technological advances has made ham radio obsolete during an emergency. End quote. Pure nonsense. Pure nonsense. Ham radio is, if you've heard our class with ham radio instructor Gordon West, ham radio saves the day many times. Many times. Because it's independent from centralization. I've got a ham rig right here at the farm. Lou has a ham rig. Lou Cassidy has a ham rig. Many of the instructors have ham rigs. And we can talk to each other with our ham rigs without cell phones, without landlines. We could do that. And yet California is making it difficult for ham operators to continue operating. And obviously, when Barry Satoro said he wanted a kill switch for the internet, this is about control. He wanted a kill switch to shut down the internet with the flip of a switch. Now think about that. A former selected person to run the United States of America, also known as Barack Hussein Obama, wanted an internet kill switch. Think these guys are on our side? You think they are on the side of freedom and liberty and prosperity and independence and survival? Doesn't seem like it, does it? We'll be right back.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg's with us. Class, I really believe that big tech is going to kill us. And in many different ways. And there's an article, and normally I don't discuss these articles, but I think it's so important that I am. Yahoo Finance says that, quote, update 3, San Francisco moves to center of robo-taxi universe after California agency vote, end quote. Goes on to say, following, and this is an article, August 10th, 2023. San Francisco, California just supercharged the self-driving car industry. Following a contentious state agency vote, Alphabet's Waymo and General Motors Cruise are allowed to take paying passengers day or night throughout San Francisco, solidifying the tech hub as the center of the autonomous vehicle, AV, industry. It marks a significant step forward for the technology. California Public Utilities Commission Thursday sided with the companies in the face of vigorous opposition from some of the residents and city agencies. Commissioners heard more than 6 hours of public comment from residents and special interest groups supporting or opposing the measure that would expand paid autonomous vehicle service. Transportation safety agencies such as the police and fire departments, as well as many residents, had opposed expanding paid robo-taxi service because they said there were concerns about erratic driving and interference with their operations. The agencies, which have no regulatory authority, lobbied forcefully for a more measured rollout of the experimental vehicles. In favor of expansion were technologists and residents said they felt the cars offer safer alternatives to human drivers and are a critical boost to San Francisco's economy. The companies now have permission to begin citywide paid taxi service at all hours of the day and have a plan to deploy more cars as a result. Collectively, they have more than 500 autonomous vehicles already in operation. Now, Vincent, what does this sound like? What does this sound like? Does it sound like Vincent, these people have been paid, bought? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I want you to pay attention to the word experimental. What have we learned the past couple of years about experimental?
It's not working so good. Like Tesla's.
No, it isn't. Yeah, Tesla's or the vaccine. Experimental. I have to say it. I cannot trust this government, period. Mm-hmm. And to make a comment that ham radio is useless, or, you know, I mean, come on. It's like saying the sun has stopped shining. It's a bold-faced lie. And anyone with two brain cells to rub together knows that they're being lied to. You know, and this is intentional. They want to make government look bad because they want to make all governments look bad. This is the way that they can make their own solution to world government. They want to take over all governments. And people, you know, they're going to get people behind them when they make it. When you got buffoons running countries, who can't stand up, who point at the ground like it's the ground's fault that they tripped, that let things, cats out of the bag, that they secrets because they're so, you know, full of dementia that they don't realize what they're saying. It's all intentional. It has to be. It can't be, you know, it can't be just happening because it's happening. It's intentional.
When you say intentional, let's go a little bit further with that. Here's what I know. That in Virginia, there was a group of alleged representatives for the county. And they call them supervisors, county supervisors. In Missouri, they're called commissioners. And, gosh, it's interesting. Interesting how when I started talking about this, the red bars of transmission showed up, meaning I got knocked off for a couple seconds. The commissioners, before the vote, you know, they vote in public, but before they vote, they all discuss it. They say, here's what we're going to be talking about, here's the agenda, and let's discuss how we're going to vote. And they vote in unison. That way they all hang together. They stay together. That's what they do. And if you think they vote...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Illegal immigration has been made easier by the Biden administration's open border policy. The White House claims illegal crossings have been slowing down, yet Democrat Governor of Massachusetts Mara Healey is calling out Biden for flooding her region with so many illegal immigrants, the state had to declare a state of emergency.
The increased level of demand is not slowing down. Expanding shelter at a rapid pace, and it's unsustainable. For this reason, I am declaring a state of emergency in Massachusetts.
The Democrat Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Kim Driscoll, has a plan to solve the crisis.
If you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family.
Today is officially National Hip Hop Day. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, have you ever thought about how weak the leadership in the United States has become at the state, county, and federal level, the national level? Have you ever considered how weak these people are? And how they become weaker with every selection. And you got to wonder, is it because the pool of candidates is just getting dumber, or is it because these people have been selected to run for office because they know this system? The ruling elite know that these people are weak and they are pliable, malleable, and can be manipulated and bribed and threatened. You think that's the reason? There's stories that have been appearing about the Supreme Court, and you wonder, what's up with these guys? You know, the Supreme Court was supposed to be beyond reproach, right? Well, here's a This is ProPublica.org. Quote, Clarence Thomas, 38 vacations. The other billionaires who have treated the Supreme Court justice to luxury travel, end quote. And the article goes on about trips he's taken, lots of vacations, the wealthy flying him to many luxury destinations. Here's just a couple words, quote, during his 3 decades on the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas has enjoyed steady access to a lifestyle most Americans can only imagine. A cadre of industry titans and ultra-wealthy executives have treated him to far-flung vacations aboard their yachts, ushered him into premium suites at sporting events, and sent their private jets to fetch him, including on more than one occasion, an entire 737. It's a stream of luxury that's both more extensive and from a wider circle than has been previously understood. Like clockwork, Thomas's leisure activities have been underwritten by benefactors who share the ideology that drives his jurisprudence. End quote. And it goes on to all these trips that he's enjoyed. And it's what we've been saying for as long as we've been on the air. People are bought and people are paid for. And you wonder why, who in their right mind would make a decision like, you know, the ones that you see? Well, people have been pressured, bribed, threatened into making those, voting that way. It's as plain as day. We just don't want to believe it. Greg, any comments about any of that?
No. You know, unfortunately, you're right. You're hitting the nail on the head, and that was obvious when the when we went red on the broadcast. They didn't like something they heard. Another good broadcast. That's all I can say. I just hope people, you know, can understand and hear what they're hearing. I mean, I don't know anybody else who's talking about things like this. Especially on air, you know, maybe on some podcast or on BitChute or some other channel. But it's become completely overwhelmingly evident to me that they're involved in some secret covenants that they make. And I sent you a link, and I'm sure you've seen it. It's a very long video. It's almost 5 hours long. Somebody exposing these little symbols that they're flashing on over the air, what they mean, who they follow, who their God is, so to say. And it's flat out disgusting. They've all chosen the losing side. And they're completely and totally locked into it with, you know, have you know, said that they will even suffer death rather than reveal it. Now, I do you know what I'm talking about, Vincent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I hope most people do.
Something, you know, Greg, I was talking to a young person who got a chance to apply for a position. Retail. Major company. And so I asked about the interview process. First, it's an electronic fill out the form on the internet. And then if you're selected for an in-person interview, then you go in. And there were lots of questions that were asked. And half of the questions that were asked had to do with drugs, drug use, theft, and stealing. So questions about, you know, what do you think about marijuana use on the job? How about cocaine on the job? How about cocaine off the job? How about marijuana off the job? What about, is it okay to steal if a person needs it? If you need something, is it okay to steal? Lots of questions like that about theft and about drugs. And I think they kind of go hand in hand. I really do. So I think if, you know, someone starts on the path of drugs, they want more, and drugs are expensive, and I'm talking about illegal drugs, and they're expensive, and then they, where do you get the funds to buy more drugs? Well, if you don't have a job, you can steal. If you do have a job, you can steal. That's what people think. They think they can steal because they're, you know, it's a big company, so let's just take from them.
Oh, well, yeah, so, you know, it's a, in San Francisco, anything under $1,000, you're welcome to go in and take.
Nobody in their right mind would operate a business under those circumstances. You know, literally, if you work for the company and they give you a desk and they give you pencils and they give you a blotter and a calculator and a computer, it's not okay to steal paper. It's not okay to steal pencils. It's not okay. It's stealing. It's wrong. It's immoral. But people say, well, it's just pencils and just paper and just file folders. And, you know, people think it's okay. And one of the questions was, you know, have you stolen anything, worth more than $50 in the last month or 2 months or 6 months? Can you imagine a question like that? No one's ever asked me a question like that, you know, when I used to have a job.
Vince, I don't know what to say. I'm just, you know, I'm dumbfounded, literally.
Greg, has anyone ever asked you in a job interview, you know, have you stolen anything, you know, in the last month?
Ask me what now? One more time?
Have you stolen anything in the last month? Have you ever been asked that on an interview?
Oh, no, I've never been asked that. No, I haven't. Because people generally know me as, I'll go out of my way if somebody needs something. Literally. Out of my way to help them out. Let me give you a little example. A friend of mine's swamp cooler went out, the motor. He went home over the weekend to fix it and bought two motors. Both of them failed. So he came and to work, and we went out, and we went to Lowe's and purchased one, and I lent him my vehicle, my pickup truck, so that he could get home after work and install it, because his wife has health problems, and she can't do without the cooling. Well, on the way back, he got a broken chip in the window, and then 10 minutes later, he called me back and says, I need a tow, lost a clutch. You know, the whole trip's probably costing me about $1,400. But am I complaining? No, I'm not. I probably needed a new clutch, obviously I did. But we're supposed to treat each other like our brothers and sisters, because that's what we are. We have the same Father who created us. We're all brothers and sisters. Are you noticing that that mindset is disappearing, Vincent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've had this discussion here around the kitchen table for dinner. And, you know, the village is not the same as it was 2 years ago. Literally. Literally, since the current regime has taken over, the village has completely changed. It's not 1950. It's not 1960 anymore. It used to be. It used to be. And people were trustworthy, and they would stop over and say hello and help each other. Now everybody's going his own direction. And I believe a great amount of this is due to big tech. People don't communicate very well anymore. They just send texts.
You know why they put call boxes? Yeah. Do you know why they put call boxes along the freeway in California? Because there was a senator whose car broke down and nobody would stop and help him, and he died of heat exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
So they put call boxes in so that would never happen again.
Well, they used to have them. They used to have them everywhere. They used to be called payphones.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Though this was on the highway, and they were pretty close together, especially through the desert.
Mm-hmm.
The emergency call boxes, because people, whether it's because they're afraid of fear of their life, that's one thing. But you know, because of the people setting each other up, or whether it's just because people don't have the wherewithal to see somebody and help and offer them, you know, the assistance they need, be a good Samaritan. I think that's probably more what's going on. Is it just that kind of attitude has disappeared? It's all about me, me, I.
I had a friend on the East Coast, and he had, this was in the 1980s, he had a Lincoln LSC, and it's a Lincoln sports coupe. So a two-door Lincoln, a little Lincoln hot rod. And he was on the Long Island Expressway, and he got a flat tire. So he pulled over to the side of the, to the shoulder, and he raised his hood so that people could see that there's something wrong, and, you know, like, don't smash into him. And then he raised his trunk, and he was getting the spare tire. This is when they had spare tires. And he was getting the spare tire out of his trunk. And he felt the car kind of rock a little bit. He thought, he wasn't doing it. Why is this car rocking? And so he had his, he got, you know, this, he was pulling the spare tire out and had the tire iron in his hand. And he walked around to the front of the vehicle. And there was a guy stealing his battery while he was getting his spare tire out. So the guy that was stealing the battery said, look, man, it's okay. You can have the spare tire. I just want the battery.
Oh, man.
True story. True story. We're falling down, class. And that was in the 80s, and it's gotten way worse than that. And if you look, you'll see cars on the disc rotors. The wheels are gone on the side of the road.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As I'm sure you've heard the name of a bank, Wells Fargo. Well, TheHill.com has an article that says that Wells Fargo customers report missing deposits from their bank account or accounts. So here's the quote from the article. Wells Fargo customers are reporting the disappearance of direct deposits in their accounts. On X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, users complained about their disappearing funds. One bank customer said they saw the news about the problem right as they noticed their deposits weren't in their account. End quote.
I bank with Wells Fargo. And let me tell you a practice that they started doing that I do not like. Even if you walk in there with cash and somebody puts it in your account that day, they only give you half of it the first day. And I guess that's their new policy. It's disgusting. I want to give you an update.
While
we have some time before we close the show, though, the top of the hour on some progress. Yeah, but go ahead.
Go ahead. What I was going to say is that Wells Fargo is known for having opened bank accounts for people without their permission. They get in trouble, like, on a regular basis.
Yes.
This is nothing new. It seems like in my opinion, they're in the customer fleecing business. And, frankly, I don't understand why would you do business with these guys, Greg, or are you going to terminate your account?
I am, definitely. I've had it with them. I really have. I've had it with them. I've had it with their practices, their excuses. Yeah.
And you've heard the stories about them opening accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've heard those stories about them opening accounts. Yeah. Okay. So what news do you have?
Okay. I was able, and I made this out of copper, and it's kind of a stovetop, take-anywhere-go-camping unit of my distiller. The dimensions are 6 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches high, so it's a quarter of a square foot. I'm able to get 2 gallons per minute out of it, of distilled water. That means in 24 hours, that's almost 50 gallons. So if you go per square foot, because it is linear, I'm finding out, 1 square foot will produce 200 gallons in 24 hours in continuous operation. And it's so simple. So simple to make. I just made it with a stock pot.
Is it on your website? Is it on your website?
It's going to be on my website. It's in the process of getting cleaned up. I've got it on, you know, I'll have it on there. And let me just give a little hand. We got funding. Looks like we're going to be going into production.
Wonderful.
Billionaire decided Wonderful, that they're right. going to take a hold of this, and we're going to make them so cheap that anybody can afford them. Just about anybody.
That sounds... I'm just delighted for you, Greg. And I know you've been working hard on this. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. That's Greg's website. And I've read his book many times. I believe that I was the second person to read Greg's book. The first person to read Greg's book was Greg, because he wrote it.
I was the first.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I literally did get a chance to read it before he wrote actually a couple of his books. So realwaterindependence.com is the website. Greg, I think we are in the countdown toward the total destruction of the United States of America. And I believe
we are.
I believe the globalists want us dead. They really do. They're making it possible for people to earn a living.
I heard a comment from the World Economic Forum that this will be the last election coming up that we will ever have in the United States. That's how much confidence they have that they pretty well are going to have their global leader.
And who elected the World Economic Forum to anything? They're self-appointed.
Yeah. Who was it that just declared Klaus Schwab the... what did they declare him? A world criminal or something like that, a global criminal. It was a country.
Well, it's coming
research
out that,
on that.
It's coming out that there are chinks in the armors of many, many, if not all, these politicians and people in apparent leadership roles. We're looking at the Supreme Court. We're looking at the president. We're looking at the president's family. We're looking at governors. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how these people who they just love the power. And I remember there was a governor of New Jersey, and he told his driver to violate the speed limit because he wanted to get there. He was late, and he told his driver to just do. Way, way, way above the speed limit. Well, he's a governor. He gets to do that, right? No, he's not allowed to do that. No more than anybody else is. And that's the problem. There's two classes of people. There's them, and then there's us in the bottom 93%. And they think they can tell us what to do at every turn. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.